And then that building burned in 1848, and the one that's there now was built in 1848 to 51.
Well, it's still a very old
building. It's a very old building, and it's very historic and interesting architecturally, because it is in the Egyptian style of architecture.
Is it?
Yes,
I'll
it
have
is.
To go
you
see
must
it.
See it.
Where
really
is it on
Church? It's right on the corner of 5th and Church. It's a great big, you can't miss it. It's a great big building with two tall, big towers. And it's most interesting.
I'm Presbyterian myself.
Are you? Well, my daughter goes to the Central first here.
Ooh, yeah. That's too far downtown.
Well,
me.
She
we
went first
church.
Out to the church in Decatur.
What?
The North Decatur.
That's my church.
Is it? Well, she was there. And then when she moved over, she went to another new Northern Presbyterian church.
Yeah.
That was just beginning. I forgot. And it's Saint something. And, but she, I don't know, they didn't like that somehow. And they decided to go to the Central. So they went to the Central.
Have you seen Central?
Yes,
it's right downtown.
It's right down the middle of town. Yeah.
And have you seen the North Decatur one too?
Not recently. No. Yes, I have.
It looks like a...
Oh, yes.
A
big
thing.
Yes. I went there.
When
she was there.
Okay, now, all right, we talked about the neighborhoods once.
Yes.
But are there any neighborhoods that are particularly identified with certain nationality? Maybe a Greek neighborhood or a Jewish neighborhood or Spanish?
Well, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't believe so. It used to be way back, as I understand, back in North Nashville. There was a German settlement. That was very early, though, before the Civil War. Some Germans came and they settled there, down in that section. I think that I read recently there's a church down there, Catholic church that was built at that time. It's still operating.
Does it still have services in German?
Yes, I don't know, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. No. But are there descendants still in that
there's
area?
There's still descendants around. I don't know if they're all in that area. There may be some, but there's still descendants in there.
Okay. I've noticed a lot of German names just going through the phone book.
Are there Germans? But they're not segregated into one place.
Oh, no. I just thought maybe...
And the Jews are just mixed around.
Okay.
Everywhere.
But there are black neighborhoods.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, are there names for these neighborhoods that an outsider like myself wouldn't recognize? Do you have any?
Well, of course, there's Green Hill. That's on Hillsborough Road. That is a new, fairly new one. I moved there in 1934. And it was just beginning. It wasn't Green Hills then, but it was came in later, just after that, in the 40s, I should say. That's an area.
A black area?
No, it's not black. No, that's a good area. But no, I don't know of any. Oh, except in South Nashville and North Nashville, all the black areas. And out in, it's becoming West Nashville. And they've filtered into Belmont and into the Music City area. The blacks have come over there.
Okay. Can you talk to me about some of the local landmarks. Now I know about Opryland and Music Row.
Yes.
What are some other places? Parks and
the Centennial Park.
Yeah.
That was the Centennial was there in 1876.
Mm-hmm.
I mean 1897. I got mixed up.
Oh, was that 1876?
No, 1897.
Oh, for Tennessee.
Tennessee. It should have been 96, but they couldn't get it ready for 96. So it had been 97. But that was the Centennial Park.
Now, is Centennial Park ever called by anything? Any other names?
No. Okay. No. They had all the buildings there. It was quite a big thing. And then afterward, they tore down most of the buildings except the Parthenon, which they kept. And then that was a rather temporary building, of course, for the Centennial.
Mm-hmm.
And then it stayed there until in the 30s when they made it a permanent thing. 34, 35, in there, they built it, concrete, and made a permanent building of it.